Welcome back for another video. In this video, we're going to be skimming through all the experts' data for Double Game Week 28, including their transfer plans, the experts' team, captaincy. There's a few chips active again this week. If you'd like to follow this series to guide you through the rest of the season, make sure you're subscribing. Let's get into it. Starting with a quick manager highlight. FPL Flair's moved top of the experts' league with a score of 88 points, taking him to 528th in the world. He landed on the right side of the Senesi versus Ibanez pick as well, which of course was very unfortunate for the Senesi buyers last week, having picked up the injury. Obviously you can't plan for that, very unlucky. Ariola's 13 pointer on his bench, but he got Keller's 9 to soften the blow. The average score in the Experts League was 78, did you manage to beat it? This week, literally one manager's role in their transfer. 40% are making one transfer, 37% are making two, 15% are making three for a hit or two, and we've got 5 making 4 transfers. I can't actually remember a week with so many hits. We've got 22 taking a minus 4, 9 are taking a minus 8, and 1's taking a minus 12 hit this week. There are 2 wildcards active as well, and we've got both of their drafts to dig into later in this video. So, with all those transfers, here's their most bought and sold players for Double Game Week 28. Zabania is the top transfer this week, joining 44% of teams. In a nutshell, he looks the best of the Bournemouth defenders with a longer term view, completely nailed, albeit a low ceiling player. Kirkes and Smith have got Kelly and Aarons for competition respectively, who are both currently injured, so for now both are nailed as well. Kirkes has got the slightly better underlying numbers with the most crosses and shots taken, so if you plan to wildcard in Game Week 30 or 31, you could go for him as a crazy differential and 0.6% ownership. The reason Zabania is so popular is because some aren't planning to wildcard until later in the season, and there is a chance that Bournemouth double in Game Week 34. These are the latest double Game Week predictions from Ben Krellin. So what are we looking at here? Ignore Game Week 29 and 37 on the left and right hand side for now. He stipulated the potential number of fixtures for each team for Game Week 34. So in 34, some teams will have a blank, some will have a single game week, and some will have a double game week. X-Fix is the projected number of fixtures for that week per team. After Brighton's 4-0 loss to Roma in Europa, Bournemouth's odds of doubling in 34 have dropped slightly, but still a 43% chance on his assessment. A couple other teams to keep an eye on are Crystal Palace, Everton and Man United, who have a 70%, 50% and 40% chance of doubling in 34. Lots of players there to have at the back of our heads coming out of the blank in a couple of weeks. Johnston, Palace defender, Eze, Branthwaite, Garnacho, Hoyland, etc. Haaland is their most sold player this week, 27% have sold the Norwegian, with 23% picking up Morris. This decision might boil down to your chip strategy. If you're not free hitting in Game Week 29, then Morris will have 3 fixtures over the 2 weeks, while Haaland's going to have 1. So it's not unreasonable to expect Morris to outscore Haaland with 2 extra games. In appearance points alone, that's 6 points for Morris, so Haaland's going to need to go big against Liverpool to run him close, which of course is possible as well. 27% have bought Doughty, 23% have bought Neto. So back to the Bournemouth defence. This graphic from FPL Chase shows a 12-game rolling average for non-penalty XG conceded. And we can see Bournemouth ranked 3rd currently. They have shown a clear improvement over the season, so there's good clean sheet potential with 2 home games. Luton, on the other hand, 2nd worst, and they're actually the only team yet to keep a clean sheet in away games this season. 15% have bought Bowen this week, who is home to Burnley, and he plays in Game Week 29. It's a perfect week to buy him if you're not free hitting next week. 12% have bought Solanke, and 12% have bought Barkley. Estupiñán's their 2nd most sold player, 14% have dropped him, and 12% have dropped Ake. And despite a rest in the Champions League for De Bruyne and Foden, they've been binned by 12% and 5% respectively. We mentioned earlier that there's a few chips active this week. Here's the chip overview among the experts league. 17% have used their 2nd wildcard, and 2 have got theirs active. 91% have triple captained already, and 3% have got theirs active. All 3 have got theirs active on Solanke this week. So Dan Cross is one of 2 experts with his wildcard active this week, and his team is Neto, Soufal, Doughty, Kirkes, Saka, Palmer, Bowen, Son, Watkins, Tony and Solanke. And on his bench he's got Ariola, Maddison, Udogie and Taylor. Here's what he had to say. The decision to wildcard now was made pretty much after Game Week 26, the FA Cup matches, as I had 0 doublers for 28 and only 7 players for 29, including Moreno, who was under threat from Digne, which was then further compounded by injuries to Richarlison and Trippier. And I've not even mentioned I've still got Estupiñán. I see the main 2 strategies to wildcard now from 30-31 as both viable and team dependent, but I think I've got more than a good enough case here. As for the draft itself, by position, Neto is my standout keeper, largely due to the double, but also some nice fixtures running till the end of the season, and therefore I need a keeper for 29, so Ariola keeps his spot as the cheapest. They don't rotate particularly nicely from 34 onwards, but I think that'll be okay. In defence, I've gone cheap unsurprisingly, with two double gimmick 28 players, and the remainder playing 29. I prefer fullbacks in general, hence the choices. In terms of midfield and forwards, no Luton attackers. Their double isn't amazing, so it'll just be a burden later. I'd rather have Saka, Palmer, Tony now, and safe bounce in the mid and out. You may notice I only have 10 players for 29, but I think this will be okay. Transfers are precious. Forest home is a great fixture in 29 though, so I understand those going for them. I'm hoping Madison will be a nice differential, recapturing some early season form. I'm particularly eyeing up Luton home in Gimmick 30, and keeping Palmer for his really nice run will be worth it, ignoring the blank what others may have already sold or will sell him for. Everyone else pretty much picks themselves, I think. And Jason Fleming's the other manager with his wildcard active. A few differences in his team. He's got Neto in goal, Zabanye, Gabriel, Doughty, Palmer, Son, Saka, Bowen, Solanke, Watkins and Morris. His bench is Areola, Madison, Udogie and Reguilon. Let us know which wildcard you like more, and here's what he had to say. A big decision was made for me out of Double Gimmick 28, and with the wildcard now in play. I was well aware I needed to utilise the chip to help navigate the blank in 29, and I've now settled for wildcard 28 over free hit 29. That not only allows me to go heavy on the Bournemouth and Luton double this week, but also helps me manage the blank game week with 10 players and no hits. Importantly, it also enables me to save the free hit for the double in 34, which will hopefully consist of teams doubling that we'll likely not want to have in our teams outside of this game week. If the cup results go as expected, and the top teams all double in 37, I will utilise the bench boost there, and I can focus from game week 30 onwards and getting good players from good teams for the rest of the season, whilst being able to bypass building towards double gaming 34. Onto my draft, I've opted for Neto and Areola. They not only rotate well, but Areola will hold me in good stead for the blank next week and on a potential bench boost in 37 against Luton. Neto has proven a bonus point magnet when Bournemouth keep a clean sheet, so he's been an easy choice out of this favourable double. I've prioritised double Bournemouth defence over attack due to Sabani's certainty over minutes and the chances of keeping a clean sheet being high. Much of the rest of the defence picks itself, with Reguilon and Udogie helping navigate the blank. It's unlikely that Doughty keeps a clean sheet, however his strong attacking numbers posted and his fixture in 29 makes him the best pick of the Luton players. I was reluctant to lose an Arsenal defender with the form they've been in, so Gabriel will remain in my team for the rest of the season. I'm fairly settled on my midfield of Palmer, Saka, Son, Bowen and Madison. Admittedly, Barkley may yet come into the team due to the amount of fixtures he's got coming up. The current plan is to move Bowen onto Salah and captain him game week 30. Palmer and Saka remain excellent picks and I want to have them in place on the wildcard for the rest of the season. Going Haaland-less is never fun, but with Liverpool away, a blank and then Arsenal coming up in the next few game weeks, there's no better time than now to bet against him and get the in for Morris for his double. Please be kind, Erling. There's no surprises elsewhere on the front line with Watkins and Solanke being obvious picks. Let's hope for some green arrows. Best of luck to you all. Big thanks to Dan and Jason for sending their team of thoughts in. Best of luck on the wildcard, gents. Moving on to Double Gimmick 28 captaincy. And you might think that Solanke will be the most popular captain this week. Well, you'd be right. 91% are backing him with the armband, 4% are captaining Morris, 3% sticking with single gimmick Haaland, and then Saka and Semenyo captained by one each. As we know, Solanke has been struggling with his knee problem. But despite that, he's still fared well as far as his underlying numbers. 4.22 XGI over the last 6 game weeks ranks 4th among all forwards. 127 minutes per expected goal involvement, and he's on penalties of course. As far as the game week 28 goal scorer odds, we've got the combined odds for those with a double game week. And Solanke is top, given a 66% chance of scoring any time, followed by Cliver, Haaland and Semenyo. Morris has been given a 43% chance of scoring at some point in the double. FPL Review's projections favour all the double gamers this week. Solanke top with 11.7 points, followed by the Bournemouth mids, Tavernier, Christie and Cliver. None of the Bournemouth mids have really done much of note this season, but if you've got some deadwood in your team like Huang, you could shift them on for a Bournemouth mid and they might come good against two leaky defences. Moving on to the experts team for Gameweek 28, built from the highest end players across all the experts teams, here's how it lines up this week. It's Areola in goal, in defence Gabriel, Doughty and Sabanye. In midfield, it's Foden, Palmer, Son and Saka, and up front, Haaland, Watkins and Solanke captain. Dubravka, Saliba, Gordon and Pedro Porro on the bench. Really solid bench this week. Arsenal have decent clean sheet odds home to Brentford, but you have to start doubting Sabanye, and favour Gabriel over Saliba, who generally has more attacking threat and set pieces. So just the three double gimmick players, perhaps testament that we don't need to go all in on this double, especially when you consider one team is fighting a relegation battle. Double Gimmick 37 will be the biggest of the season, and that'll be the week to go all in. Double Game Week 34 will have some better opportunities to load up on as well. Moving on to experts' tips and insight for Game Week 28, here's what they had to say this week. Fantasy Football Vamp says, it's unlikely that every plan will enable you to attack every single opportunity remaining to the max. Pick your moments to attack and accept the weeks where a red may happen. Remember, only one rank matters and it's the last one. Aaron Morley says, transfers will be very dependent on ship strategy at this point. I'm dead-ending into Game Week 29 and Wildcard 30, and I think selling Haaland for Morris makes sense in this situation. Still, selling Haaland for a Luton striker sounds a bit insane. FPL Fish lays it out nice and simple. If you're on free hit 29, target Bournemouth players. If you're not, go for Luton players. Joey is selling Haaland, De Bruyne and Eke for Morris, Barkley and Doughty. And he says, three Man City players up for three Luton players. Surely that's crazy. It makes no sense, but that's why we love this game. Good luck to all the non-free hitters. Andrew Debenham says, incredibly excited about having the second coming of Maldini, Ilya Zabanya, in my FPL team. Since he made his Ukrainian League debut on 11 September 2020, I always knew he was destined to be my Game Week 28 transfer in FPL. Fully expect a goal, an assist and a clean sheet this week. FPL Spaceman says, Marcus, Nicholas, Senesi, Baron, you have let me down. I will remember this. And lastly, FPL John says, I never thought I'd be cheering on Luton. I'm questioning my life choices. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to benefit from this series every game week for the rest of the season. We'll be live here for the deadline Saturday morning. See you all then. Sports Social Podcast Network.